FM 104 is switched on, and I'm joined by David Moore of Astronomy Ireland. Hello.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us once again. So there's been a lot of talk about the blue supermoon. Tell us about this moon. Is it actually blue?
No, it won't look blue, but blue comes from an ancient word back in the 16th century, which meant betrayal. And religious calendars use a lot of astronomical events to determine the dates you're supposed to observe certain things. For instance, Easter is defined as the first Sunday after the first full moon that comes after the vernal equinox on March 21st. So that's got two astronomical links in it. And normally there are 12 months a year, 12 months, full moons. That's where we get the word month from. Mm-hmm. But sometimes there can be a 13th one, and that's a 13th moon has to get squeezed into one of the seasons. Whichever season it is, it's summer at the moment, we call the third full moon in that season that has unusually four full moons the blue moon, because it happens so rarely, roughly every 3 years. Later on, somebody came up with this idea that a blue moon was actually the second full moon in the calendar month. So if you have a full moon on the first or second of some month, you actually squeeze a second one in before the month out. So that was a mistake people made interpreting the first rule I gave you. But now it's become part of popular culture, so both definitions of a blue moon are accepted. They're to do with the calendar and not really to do with the color. Although the moon can turn blue, it did in the 1950s when there were huge forest fires over Canada that drifted across the planet. And in 1883, I think it was, the volcano Krakatoa blew itself to smithereens and pumped tiny particles high into the atmosphere, 80 miles up, and that turned the moon blue as well. So some atmospheric effects can do it very rarely, but we can predict the calendar ones.
And that's kind of similar to what's been happening recently with that beautiful orange and yellow moon that we've been seeing.
Yeah, that was caused by the more simple forest fires, where we have in North America, again, some forest fires, and the jet stream picked up the smoke, wafted across the Atlantic. And certainly over the weekend, the moon and the sun during the day were dimmed down, and the moon looked definitely red. We've got the photographs in the Astronomy on magazine to prove. But that's a much shorter-lived effect. It was lower down in the atmosphere than these ones that have to go very high up to make the moon turn blue. So we had a red moon, orange moon, I would have called it, at the weekend instead. And this blue moon, by the way, is also a supermoon, the first of four supermoons we'll have this year. So every full moon from now, the next three of them, including the one we just got, this one is number one, there are four of them in total, they're going to be a bit closer than normal. And when the moon is near its closest point and full, we call that a supermoon, because it'll be 30% brighter than it will be when it's at its furthest from the Earth. The moon doesn't go around the Earth in a perfect circle. It's a bit elongated, causing that supermoon effect. Now, we get supermoons every year, usually three or four of them, so they're not as rare as blue moons.
So this is a very rare one. I read somewhere that we won't see one again until 2037. Is that true?
Yeah, depending on which definition of blue moon you use,
okay.
It turns out if you use both definitions of blue moon, we'll actually get a full moon that coincides with a supermoon that coincides with a blue moon in 2032. So we've still got an eight-year wait, even if we stretch the definition.
Yeah.
So if you saw it, very rare. And by the way, the moon was technically full last night, Monday night, but it looks full to the naked eye the night before and the night after. So tonight, as good a night as last night, the moon will be rising at just after 9 o'clock. By 10 o'clock, you certainly see it. And we're trying to get people to get creative, line up with buildings or family members or loved ones, and send it in your best photograph. Don't send them all in. Please just send one, because we're getting hundreds of them coming in.
And the thing
and
is,
we'll put the best in Astronomy Ireland magazine.
And Saturn is going to make an appearance as well, it seems.
Yeah, now tonight is very special, because when you're looking at the moon all night long, you'll see there's a bright star just to its left. I say star in quotes. It's actually the planet Saturn. Most people won't know which star-like object is Saturn, but the moon is going to signpost it tonight. And it's better than that. If you keep watching after midnight, the moon will creep up on Saturn. The moon moves roughly its own width every 1 hour. So it'll creep up on Saturn around 4 o'clock in the morning. It's actually going to pass in front of Saturn. It happens probably every decade or two, but I haven't seen it because of the Irish weather. Another factor.
Mm-hmm.
1997, wow. Bobby's saying up till dawn. You'll need a binoculars or telescope to see the moon actually cover Saturn when it's that close. But there's gonna, I'm sure there's going to be videos all across the internet. I'm
going
to try and take one.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. It's so interesting to be able to watch it happening as it's happening, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a spectacle of nature, the chance of the Moon and Saturn lining up. I mean, if you're watching Saturn sitting next to the Moon tonight, just think of this. The Moon is just over 2,000 miles across. Saturn, which looks like a dot, a star, is actually 75,000 times bigger. But it looks so tiny because the Moon is actually thousands of times closer to us than Saturn is. So Saturn is roughly a billion kilometers away. The Moon's roughly a half a million kilometers away. So it gives you some idea of, you know, they look like they're side by side, but in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. It's like putting your finger up in front of the Eiffel Tower and blocking the view of it. The Moon's much, much closer than Saturn.
So when's the best time to see this?
Right, well, it depends where you are in the country. A few minutes after nine in the southeast of the country, the Moon will rise first.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will sweep across Ireland and the northwest, probably out to Mayo, that part sticking out in the Atlantic Ocean. We'll see it later, about 15 minutes later. Now, it depends on your horizon. That's going to have more of an effect. If you're looking at over the sea from a small hill or mountain, great, you'll see right the way down, especially if there are no clouds. But if you've got some buildings in the way, you might have to wait an hour for the Moon to get high enough. So basically be ready from 9 o'clock, and by 10 o'clock, if you're in a built-up area, you should be seeing this blue supermoon with Saturn right next to it, just to the left of it.
Excellent. And then on August 31st, you're going to be having a barbecue.
Yeah, the biggest astronomical event of the year comes up, Starbecue. We set up telescopes for the general public, great for families to come along and look through some really powerful telescopes, thousands of times stronger than your eyes. People bring them from all around Ireland, so once a year people can get a really good look at Saturn with its rings, the wonders of the universe, galaxies, star clusters. And it happens in the Wicklow Mountains, where the skies are pitch black. You can see the Milky Way going down to the horizon. So it's your chance once a year to look for a really big telescope in a really dark sky. There's a professionally catered barbecue as well. There'll be talks, I'll be giving one on the universe, another one on eclipses, and then the new Northern Irish astronaut, Rosemary Coogan, is actually going to be zooming in to give her first public talk in Ireland that we're aware of, since she got appointed a few weeks ago.
Excellent. So lots of fun to be had.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to send their picture into the magazine or book tickets for the Starbecue, then just go along to our website, astronomy.ie. You can sign up for our magazine as well. And you'll also see where to send your pictures of the blue super moon with Saturn next to it tonight. And you might get into print yourself. And our magazine's archived in the national libraries of both Ireland and Great Britain. So your picture will be archived for all time. So if you get a good one, do send it to us. And if you like this kind of thing, sign up for the magazine.
Excellent. David Moore, thank you so much for chatting to us.
My pleasure.
FM 104 is switched on.